Welcome to Stoic Habits. Make Stoicism a habit every day.
This episode is brought to you by the Stoic Integrity Coaching Program. Become a better professional with integrity and build a career on character. Find out more at livestoic.com/coaching. The reasoning mind is the most powerful tool in the practice of Stoicism, but the mind needs to be cared for. Find out how to maintain your brain by signing up for my free weekly newsletter. When you sign up, you get instant access to 2 free reports, how to implement Stoicism in 7 areas of life, and how to start a daily journal. Go to livestoic.com/newsletter for more information. Enchiridion, Chapter 13. If you want to make progress, put up with being thought foolish and stupid with regard to externals, and do not want to be thought knowledgeable about them. And if some people think you are a person who counts for something, distrust yourself. For you should know that it is not easy to keep your choice in accord with nature, and to keep external things. But while you devote your attention to the one, you must necessarily neglect the other. Make no mistake about it. We naturally choose our own beliefs. There's not somebody sitting behind a desk somewhere choosing your beliefs for you. Nobody's forcing you to be miserable. We're trapped in a prison of weak flesh, and we would love to have someone or situation to blame many times. You choose your beliefs, and this is the foundation of your reality. But sometimes we have toxic beliefs. Sometimes we have the wrong beliefs. But what can you do about this? It all boils down to being more critical. Don't take things at face value. Sometimes somebody may say something to you that is right or wrong, and the information is based on your experience. You have to use logical reasoning when dealing with other people. Unfortunately, some people are lazy because if someone we know, we love and respect says something to make a claim that's true, we're likely to pick it up for what they say is true. Why? Because in the back of our heads, we filter that person as someone who's experienced many things and someone who has credibility and authority. But this really isn't the case all the time. You transfer the time, effort, and attention to detail with what you had invested in making that friend or mentor with their claims. This is a problem because people make mistakes all the time. The thing is, we have to stop assuming. We have to stop assuming things about other people and situations. We have to rely on our impressions. What is the person or the situation? It's not the person or the situation, it's our judgment, our perception of them. We have to look at principles. We have to be mature, very balanced, and advanced. And people who think the same way will appreciate this when you present yourself in this fashion. However, there's also people who are lazy and insecure and will attack you because of the way you are. Be prepared and never fear to ask and look at principles in order to know what's happening. Do not assume things about people. Do not assume things about situations. Don't be afraid to look at what's going on logically and with your perceptions. The bottom line, it all has to do with adopting the mindset of being critical and refusing to assume things. You have to think that you choose your beliefs and you choose your life. We actively make our beliefs work instead of against us. You have to think that of beliefs as a two-edged sword. Learn how to craft them so they're beneficial to you and the people around you. Thank you for listening to Stoic Habits. For more on self-improvement with Stoicism, check out our website, livestoic.com.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.